When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, it's Dave here. This is my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
This is The Cinemile. It's the podcast where we walk home from the movies. Today we're going to go see the latest Marvel Cinematic Universe movie. It's called The Marvels. And it is the roughly 196th Marvel bit of content to be released in the past 6 months, I believe.
I think so. I think
roughly.
That's accurate.
Yeah. So, Kathy, tell us what's your feeling here? What's your relationship to the MCU lately? How are you feeling? How are you vibing? Are you okay?
I am looking forward to this one because I liked... What was the last... Was it Captain Marvel?
We saw Captain Marvel in 2018 or 19. If you scroll back in the feed far enough,
we
did an episode on that.
Apologies for the wind, it's very windy here today. I did like that at the time, albeit I can't particularly remember it.
It was alright. So it was set in the 90s. De-aged Samuel L. Jackson.
I think Samuel L. Jackson, pound for pound now, must be in more Marvel things than anyone else, is he?
Surely.
He has to be. He's in everything. Yeah. I saw he's in this one on the poster. So I quite like that. I watched a little bit of the teen...
Miss Marvel
thing,
yes.
With you. I liked her.
So we should say this is a team-up movie between three... MCU characters. You've got Captain Marvel, you've got Ms. Marvel, who made her debut this year on Disney Plus, maybe last year on a TV show, and then you've got Monica Rambeau, who made her debut on WandaVision in 2020, I want to say.
And we knew her mom from the previous.
That's right.
Already I'm like, there's too much.
There's a lot going on.
Already I'm like, there's too much. Just show me a movie where I don't need to know other stuff. But that aside, I am actually interested to see this one. And I've seen a few people that I like and trust saying that they enjoyed it. So Dave, what are your feelings?
My feelings is, look, I want to be entertained, naturally. But I'm not excited. I'm no longer excited by these movies. At a stage, you know, a few years ago where... We were at a point where, you know, when we started doing this podcast, I loved the MCU stuff so much. I recorded a 3-day Marvel movie marathon.
Yeah, you watched
right
every
up until
single
Doctor
one.
Strange. And like, I just had such a feverish excitement for what they were building. I loved watching these movies. I would rewatch them. I think a lot of our listeners and people shared that. Naturally, I think it's the most successful, most profitable movie franchise in history.
And then when the TVs have started on Disney Plus, we were super pumped for like WandaVision and Loki.
And WandaVision was good, but I think it's all been kind of downhill from there.
Yeah.
Because in even the current slash former CEO Bob Iger of Disney has admitted that they lost focus. They did too much content post Avengers Endgame, which I think was for me the height of this thing. They never really recovered. It's lost focus in terms of the amount of quantity of stuff that they're putting out. But also, I'm like, I don't really have any bearings to what you're building towards.
Yeah.
Then they were kind of hinting at this Kang villain, played by Jonathan Majors. Then Jonathan Majors, the actor, has been embroiled in criminal charges, which he's due to face in court. Around domestic abuse, so there's some serious real world stuff happening, which is impacting them. So they're in crisis. There was a Vanity Fair piece recently, which was quite a good read, summing up all the problems the Marvel Cinematic Universe is facing. And you know what? I think it had a good run. I'm kind of okay with just letting it go. You know.
But Disney isn't.
No.
Yeah.
They're like, we must keep doing this forever. And surely, if you just triple the amount of things we produce, we will triple the profits.
But I actually think they're making less, though, because the last one we've seen in the cinema was Ant-Man. That feels like a while ago. I don't feel like it's as much coming out this year.
Well,
Ant-Man, we did not.
That was February, yeah.
We weren't particularly favourable about Ant-Man. But let's go into this.
The Loki's on at the moment. You had Secret Invasion, which was another critical low point for them.
Yeah.
So look, Loki, yeah.
Yeah, but on this one, though, putting all that aside, I'm interested to see it. I like that they've got like an all-female team. We've not seen that before. I like each one of the three characters. So I am interested to see how it works, and I just hope it's kind of a bit fun. And crucially, it appears to have a normal running time.
Yeah, 100 minutes. It's the shortest Marvel Cinematic Universe movie yet.
So that I'm happy about.
Which is a plus.
So I am actually excited for that, because I often go into these movies now and I'm like shivering, like, oh my God, this is going to be way too long.
Yeah.
So let's go.
I can't even remember what else came out this. Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy 3. That was all right. So yeah, let's go. Let's head in. Here we go, going to see The Marvels.
What is happening to me? She's entangled our light-based powers, so we switch places whenever we use them.
Strong theory.
You can absorb light. I can see it. And Kamala.
Who's Kamala?
Hi.
She can turn light into physical matter, which I have never heard of.
I could totally show you.
No!
Right, hi, we're back. We've seen The Marvels. There won't be any spoilers yet. This is our spoiler-free section of the episode until we turn on Spoiler Street, and we'll give you a warning, and that's where all the spoilers kick in. So, Kathy, what did you think of Marvel's The Marvels?
So, there was a couple of things I really liked about it. I really liked the three main characters. I like the sense of it being like different kind of powers and different worlds than what we've seen before. There's two particular pieces I really enjoyed. One of which, they visit like a strange planet where everyone sings. And it was really fun, and it made me feel like I was watching like a really good Star Trek, where they go to like a totally new planet and there's like a totally new Case of the Week thing. So that I really liked. There's another scene involving a song from the musical Cats and loads of cats that I really enjoyed. So there was elements of it I enjoyed for sure. It's funny, we were talking about it being like 100 minutes long and being one of the shorter ones. It didn't quite work for me, because at the beginning I felt like it was evident a lot of scenes had been cut. Like, they're deliberately trying to make it shorter. So I felt like a lot of the kind of... I was confused by some of the background of like characters and stuff. But then later on, I felt like the battle scenes were too long. Mm-hmm. So I still didn't feel like the film was the right length. And I have to confess that I fell asleep for about 8 minutes.
Yes, I noticed.
So that happened in one of the battle scenes.
I think it was more than 8 minutes.
And I still felt it was too long, and I actually fell asleep.
You can tell us in spoilers,
so
which is the exact bit where you fell asleep.
I really, really like Rambo. Love her name, obviously. And I really like Miss Marvel. I think they're brilliant. They bring the film to life. Brie Larson, I think they're trying to go for the like stoic Superman vibe, but it just makes her character quite boring. So she's not one of the characters that kind of leaps off the screen and is interesting.
Yeah.
And overall, I felt then at the end a little bit like we often feel with these things, is like, wait a minute. Did I need to see this film, or are you just setting up another film?
Yeah.
And could you skip to the other film? So then I.
But all
felt...
of these movies are just setting up other movies. You either just have a good time as they happen, or you fall asleep.
Because when you're watching a promo for another film, you are kind of like, well, what? But finally, I have been saying this for a while, I really think Marvel need to cop on and have younger characters, because the older audiences, like us, we're getting kind of sick of it. And they don't have the time to do what they used to do, which is like, we've got a movie for Thor, then we've got a movie for Ant-Man. They need to learn how to figure out how to introduce new characters in a movie, which most movies in the world do this, because most movies aren't a sequel. Introduce them in the movie, so I know them in the movie. Introduce lots of them to me, and have loads of teenage characters in this universe, so we can just get going on the younger Marvel stuff. You don't need to drip feed one in a TV series here, one in another TV series there. Like, I think it's just making it all a bit tedious. So I had a bit of fun with it, but like, and I think maybe if we'd gone with like a teenager, they would have really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I just don't know that it's for me.
I guess who is this for anymore? Because they're losing a lot of goodwill.
Yeah.
The numbers are also interesting. So there's some news articles out around the opening weekend box office for this. It is officially, according to the tracking, the worst of any MCU film in North America. $47 million it took.
But that's less not than taking into account context, which is
the actor strike. Yes, no, it is. The news articles are taking that into
context.
Okay,
sorry, I'm just saying when you look at the... I don't think it's fair to say worst ever, because monetarily it may be.
It is a fact.
I feel bad because that
requires further context. But nonetheless, this has taken the least.
I know the Captain Marvel stuff before was like, of course, subject to like all this stupid misogyny stuff online. And I'm sure this one will be again. I think it's notable that this film actually had no white male characters, like not one. Really notable, actually. So I think this film has a lot going for it, and I think it's just a little bit of a mess. Albeit, I think if I was a teenager, I'd have loved it. Right, I'll stop talking. Dave, what do you think of it?
I thought it was good.
Great, okay.
All right, that's the Cinemile. Thanks for listening. I wasn't excited for this. I'm not necessarily coming out of this like pumped for more MCU movies either. Like, it hasn't
But it was
fixed,
fun.
It hasn't fixed my changed my attitude
but
towards
nothing
this
can ever change that, because the only way to change that is for them to stop making them.
Well, yeah, or just slow down or make them better. I don't know. But like I wasn't interested for anything they've teased at the end of this. But no, the movie itself, I had fun. I wasn't really expecting too much. I didn't have high hopes, but I thought it was pretty good. It's these three leads are fun and entertaining together.
I wanted more of them together. Like, I felt like we could have done with more team stuff.
We'll talk in spoiler street, but when they come together, and actually there's a setup which is in the trailer for this, that they, you know, they're all swapping, they're all teleporting between each. Something happens, something occurs where they keep body swapping wherever they are between the three of them. Their powers are all kind of linked.
That's fun.
And that stuff's really great crack. Yeah. And they do a really good fight scene involving that. There's a few good fight scenes in this. Whenever they come together in the middle of the movie as a team, there's a great little montage. I found them very charming. Mm-hmm. I think Kamala Khan again steals the show. I agree
and I love
with you.
Her family as well. I really
they're
them.
So charming.
Yeah,
and I liked that show. I thought the show itself, like a lot of the Marvel shows, was kind of just weak in terms of its plot and what it was doing, and it was a complete mess. But what that show did have, and this has, is just a lovely performance from what's her name, Iman Vellani, and her family. I could just watch that. Like, they're just really charming.
Yeah,
without, I mean, the Marvel stuff gets lambasted for its kind of brand of sense of humor, which I think went to, you know, the worst example of that is the latest Thor movies, mm-hmm. where nothing matters. But they inject a lot of kind of just love and charm into this. And so I really like them. I kind of see what you mean with Brie Larson. I think she's a great actress, but
she's an
Oscar winning actress.
Yeah.
But and she is good. But yeah, she is. You've hit the nail on the head. She's landed with the. She has to be the stoic part of the tripod,
mm-hmm.
And you know, it is inherently kind of less interesting. But I think she does. I thought they were all doing good work. I don't think this is a great film. I think it has problems. We'll talk about that in spoiler street.
Put this against Ant-Man that we saw this year. It's 10 times better than that.
Much better. It looks better. It's more coherent.
Yeah, I think I think a lot of their like the visual effect issues that was like evident in Ant-Man are not evident in this.
Well, a little bit.
Now,
but
I did fall asleep for about 8 minutes of a CGI scene. So.
Now, but that was another one of the sort of crisis points that Marvel has reached, because of the quantity they're producing. They crunched all their VFX houses and artists. They basically had an uprising, and they've unionized,
mm-hmm.
Rightfully so. But the quality, you know, has famously gone down of the visual effects instead of getting better.
Because apparently they'll like get a whole scene done, and then they're like, "Do you know what? We want to change one thing. Now you can do it all again." Yeah. And they're like, "But we just spent months doing it."
To the point where the shows are costing like $25 million an episode, right? That was what She-Hulk. Cost $25 million an episode, which is more than
crazy.
Any episode of Game of Thrones cost. And like, Game of Thrones is getting hundreds of extras and horses.
And She-Hulk doesn't look like, expensive.
And she
like
doesn't look good.
It looks
exactly.
A cheap show.
It looks shit. But we like that show, but it didn't look good.
Really like She-Hulk. I wish She-Hulk had shown up in this, actually. That would have been awesome.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to say except to say some stuff and spoilers. But look, if...
I would definitely say if you have teenagers as well, I feel like this is more teenage friendly than a lot of them.
Yeah.
It didn't have such dark themes as some of them have had. It didn't have, like you mentioned, Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, some of that was a bit extreme.
Oh,
like,
some of that was a bit, intense. Intense scenes of animal cruelty.
Like, if you have, like, a 10, 12, your old girl, like, this is a great film to bring them to, I'd say.
Yeah. It's good. It's pretty good. I mean, right. It's just like, I don't know. I don't know what else to say. Let's go to spoilers. Yeah. So we're going to go to, before we go to spoiler street for the Marvels, we're just going to take a quick break. All right. So spoilers now for Marvel's The Marvels. Full spoilers. You have been warned. So here's a few things I liked in this movie. I thought the whole scene with the cats.
Loved it.
Was fantastic. Just a, well, I didn't even peg that until you said
David
it to me afterwards.
David knows from Cast the Musical.
But I just thought that was firstly a very novel solution to the problem of we need to evacuate this ship, but there's only 3 escape pods and we've got 300 people.
Yeah.
And then they were like, no. And when Samuel L. Jackson, who I also enjoyed in this movie, thought he's having a bit of fun.
Yeah.
When he's like, no, him. These cats are the solution. And I just loved that. And I loved the I thought this movie had a genuine novel scene in that, where they were all going around, the Marvels are going around wielding cats with tentacles and snapping people up against their will. Like, that is something I had not expected to see.
The design of the cat,
and it was entertaining.
Is very fun.
Yes.
The tentacle stuff is very fun.
So that was all great. I thought the teleportation stuff was really fun and interesting, and I really loved their scene in the middle, that montage when they were on the ship and they're skipping rope and they're figuring
the training
out
montage.
How to use their powers together.
Yeah, now, I could have done with, and this is what I mean about the duration being a bit off, I probably could have done with 5 more minutes of training. Like, of team bonding.
8-minute training
because
montage.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
At the end, I didn't really feel the loss of the team because we barely had the team.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So I think
and
that
actually
stuff could have been done better.
That's where I think it fell over in the end, because I think it was building up. What I was hoping for and expected following that moment where they nailed how to teleport with each other, mm-hmm. is that I thought, oh, we're going to get a really interesting use of that power in a finale, mm-hmm. where it's like one of them switches bodies at the last possible minute and then uses their unique power to subvert the fight with the boss. But it didn't happen. They never used it in a really interesting plot way to succeed. So it just became
really
kind of, it became very ancillary,
it
the teleport, and then it just disappeared.
Met.
Yeah, and I thought the whole boss fight at the end was dull, not particularly interesting. It wasn't.
Me.
They should be using their brains and their teamwork to overcome her, but no, it just became a punching match.
There's a bit where they're all, and I love when they go to the world where she's married to the prince and everyone's singing.
Yeah,
and she's
that
dancing,
was kind of fun.
And
yeah.
Again, I'm like, show me more of, like, what I felt was lacking is, right, last we saw Captain Marvel was in, like, the 90s, really. She barely showed up in any movie since. What's she been doing? Like, I want to, like, where has she been? And that was like an indication of like something she's been doing.
Well, what
that was. And then the other thing that I'm very confused by is that, like, she seems to have destroyed a whole planet and its sun and is like a bad guy. But that was kind of just like.
But that's the answer to what she's been doing. The movie tells us, she tells us that she tried to, which I thought is an interesting idea. I think they don't do anything interesting with it, but it's like, she destroyed this planet's environment and economy kind of by mistake, or without thinking through what happens if you remove an overlord from a society,
which
I think
is
an interesting idea, that you can't just remove a fascist dictator and not expect repercussions necessarily.
And it's typical of the Avengers, everywhere they go they just like cause destruction and then
Exactly.
Off,
so
like
the
New
Sokovia kind
of
thing, and in Ultron, it's kind of dealing with a similar thing. So interesting idea. And then she kind of says, and that's what I've been trying to do for 30 years, is fix that. And I'm like, really?
You? Because it turns out,
what have you done? All you had to do was fly into the sun.
Exactly. That's what I mean. I was like, and at the very beginning when we met the baddie, I like how, by the way, we just met her, she got the band, and that was the end of the scene. Because I'm like, that's all we need. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
But then
she's kind of,
I just didn't
uninteresting,
understand. She met like the Krulls or whatever they're called, and then they had like this meeting about a peace treaty, and that's where I was like, sorry, was this from another film, and am I supposed to remember it, or have they made this too quick?
No,
and
just
I think
introduced
the answer
this.
Is that they shot more and then they cut it down to make the film shorter. And
yeah, some of this feels
work.
Rushed.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, we're going to relocate you. Oh, no, we're not. We're just going to steal your atmosphere. Can't she steal the atmosphere from it? Like, isn't there like hundreds of planets in the galaxy? Thousands, sorry. Could she not Just the atmosphere from an uninhabited planet.
It, like, I'm all for movies not over-explaining scientific stuff, but I could have done with like a few more sentences.
Yeah, I know.
And then the bit where I just fell asleep because I found it so tedious was when they were in the singing world, but then the other people came to like attack it to steal the water or whatever. And then I was like, oh, we're just in a big Marvel.
That bit was boring.
Fight scene.
It was a boring fight.
They never needed it. What we needed was just
like, the character like, work.
The character work.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need the huge battle scene. In fact, things like the cat stuff is way more fun to watch, them teleporting. We really just don't need somebody coming to like destroy a random planet. And like, and then I think
that was just CGI noise.
The bit that frustrated me the most then is that it feels like this whole film is actually, I think at one point they're trying to build it up to the Kang multiverse, and now they've panicked and pulled that back. And now I think instead they're like, oh well then,
the
we'll
X-Men.
Just, we'll build remember, it up to no. We'll
remember,
up
we
to
have the
Marvel,
X-Men,
the Marvel TV, the Marvel teen movie that
oh,
we
yeah,
need.
The Teen Avengers.
But why didn't they just make
the Young
this
Avengers,
the Teen Avengers?
Because this is the sequel to Captain Marvel.
But Captain Marvel could have been like their mentor or something.
Well,
like,
they're
Captain
gonna,
Marvel could have been in the Teen Avengers movie.
Well, they're gonna do that.
But yeah, but they, but clearly, they're like in desperate, dire straits. Like they need to do it now. They need younger people. Like there was no younger people at our audience, and they should have been there.
Well, here's
and
the,
we know they will come because like they've gone to Spider-Man. Do you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
they will go to stuff, but like this film.
Yeah, but Spider-Man.
Why is this? I just don't understand what this film is.
I mean, this film is a sequel to Captain Marvel, and it brings these two new characters into the big screen. I mean,
but
I don't necessarily have a problem.
Marvel,
you
Captain
say you
Marvel
have a problem with this film existing, as
no,
it sounds
I
like.
A,
I don't.
I don't have a problem with existing. If this is the Captain Marvel sequel, though, this is not Captain Marvel's movie.
Well,
this
it kind
Kamala's
of
movie.
Kind of is. It kind
so
of
I don't consider it a sequel to Captain Marvel.
All right.
Because I don't think it's given us enough on her. And then at the end, it's like
so. What you want them to just jump to the Young Avengers?
Just yeah, give us a like. I don't know what I want actually. I don't.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you want
I
either.
I just think this ain't it. And then Captain Marvel just now lives back on Earth again in like a farmhouse.
That was really
What's
annoying.
That,
that was annoying to me. That scene where she was like, "Hey, I've an idea. Do you want to go up in this cool airplane? Because remember, I'm a pilot." And then Kamala's like, "Yeah." And then they sit in it, and she goes, "No, let's not do that. I don't have the keys. Or I'm going to wait for Monica to come back." I'm like, what? Why did you?
That's what I mean.
Why
every
did you get
scene,
into that plane?
Every scene, you're like, wait, what are you doing?
I don't,
okay,
I don't
now
understand.
Get to the. Because I walked out and didn't bother, but tell us what.
Yeah, you were like, I'm not staying for
yeah,
the.
Yeah, tell me the post-credits.
Even though you had to wait for me outside.
Tell me the post credits.
So yeah, it's the X-Men. She's in the Monica Rambeau's in the X-Men universe from the noughties.
Okay.
That's it.
What do you mean?
Kelsey Grammer was there as
so
a very
there.
Bad CGI representation of Beast from the
okay.
X-Men. Oh, and her mom's alive in that universe, but doesn't know who she is because it's a different universe.
Do we think they were just spiraling when they realized they can't do the Kang universe anymore?
No,
like,
well,
what is that?
I mean, they've had the X-Men in their back pocket now. They've been teasing it for a while. You know, Patrick Stewart showed up in the multiverse movie.
Oh, I forgot that.
Right, so it's like it's not like completely
actually,
out of the blue.
Captain Marvel was in that. Multiverse movie, wasn't she? I feel like she popped up.
Oh well, actually, Monica, whichever Rambo,
one
the mom is.
The, yeah.
The mom was in that movie as Captain Marvel. She
the
was the Captain
that,
Marvel in that movie.
The other bit that makes these hard to watch now is because a lot of them I've seen in a few things, and you kind of get distracted from the plot of the movie because I'm sitting there going, wait, oh, she was in Thor, was she? No, she wasn't in Thor.
Yeah.
And I find myself...
Tessa Thompson was in this movie.
Yeah,
movie.
I find yeah, myself... Because I have actually seen almost everything in the roster, but never watched twice. I find myself getting lost in my own memory, which is very poor
yeah,
of this stuff. And that's all the stuff I find distracting. And that's partially why I would have loved if they just come out with a new movie with, like, here's all the teenagers. Because then again, at the very end, when Hayley Atwell showed up, and I was excited because I like her, but then I
no,
was like,
no, Hayley Steinfeld.
Sorry, Hayley. And then I was like,
Hayley Atwell's also
was
in this
she
universe.
Again, Hawkeye. Like,
yeah.
I was like, did she have her own show? And then I just spent ages trying to remember like what she'd been in, and like, I just feel like they're putting so much mental burden on us.
Yeah,
because
there's too much. Because there's too much stuff.
Yeah,
there's too much to hold
not,
in your mind.
But not mentally challenging the way like a really good film would challenge how you think about the world.
Yeah.
It's just mentally challenging my own poor memory, which
it's
is challenging not what I
need to how
be
you
doing.
Half watched a TV show 2 years ago.
Exactly.
That wasn't good.
Yeah, exactly.
And it, so yeah,
and no, like,
it is a challenge.
If ever there was a time that these films, and I don't know that there was, kind of shone a light on the world or challenged us about morals or beliefs.
No, that never existed.
Or like,
this.
You know, good versus evil or whatever superhero stuff's supposed to do.
Do you mean the MCU?
None of that's
or
there.
You going back to just like Superman,
MCU,
the movie?
Just kind of, you know, heroes and that kind of archetypal storytelling. Now the MCU's kind of like, well, they're all kind of like baddies and like they all destroy worlds. And you're kind of like, am I rooting for Captain Marvel? Like, I didn't quite know. I was rooting for Kamala because she's young and like idealistic. But I was kind of like, Captain America or Captain Marvel kind of sucks.
She did kind of suck.
Yeah,
and I think that's
like,
but I think that was by design. I think that's what they were going for here. So you've got, but what they could have made it more interesting, because it's that whole idea of never meet your heroes, right? And they had that on a plate where Kamala Khan is obsessed with Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
She finally meets her and then she realizes, oh, she's the cause of destroying an entire civilization.
But they were still like, oh my God, we're best friends.
But exactly, but they don't. They never.
They didn't do anything
with that.
That's what I mean when I say like it's not challenging us. It's
yeah,
like,
they should have had
setting stuff up. But
they
they
should have had Kamala, you know, express disappointment or you know, challenge Captain Marvel to make her better. They kind of did that at one point where she presses a button to take them out of whatever hyperspace or whatever when Captain Marvel wants to keep fighting and she's like, no, I'm putting a stop to this. But like that's all we got. Oh, you were asleep.
How about when she was like, oh, you can't save everyone, save the few people we can. That's really interesting, like, philosophical point.
Yeah.
And they never went back on it
again. No, and again...
And that's actually, like, you know, I think being a hero is saving a few people and not everyone. And Kamala could have been like, well, no, I think you should have stayed. Like,
and
there was
all they need is one conversation with them. That's one scene.
Yeah, and nothing came from it.
Yeah, but it's just not there.
And I thought that was really interesting when it was happening. But anyway, we need to go. We've talked enough about it. Tell us what you thought of the Marvels. Come over to Instagram, come over to our patreon.com/thecinemile or send us an email, cinemile@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you're watching For All Mankind on Apple TV Plus, good for you. If you're not watching it, bad you. Go watch it. It's season 4 is back and we're doing weekly recaps over on our Patreon.
And we're also just about to do a review, a big review of Gen V, which is a really good superhero thing we've just watched. And kind of, I think, what
much
this
more
show,
interesting
what
than this show.
What Marvel wants to do with teenagers, but hasn't succeeded.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a big Gen V review over at our Patreon, and the first 7 days are free, so you can sign up for 7 days and then just cancel with no obligation.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
I can't. Can you?
I got it.